Solar Sonoma County is no more. Instead, the 13-year-old nonprofit is being folded into another like-minded local organization.
The Center for Climate Protection and Solar Sonoma County are joining forces. This has happened after some study about working together. Both of our boards decided that, yes, it was a good thing to join up, and so that's happening.
Executive Director Ann Hancock says it's a good match, because the two groups have a lot in common.
We want to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They want to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We want to see more renewable energy. They want to see more renewable energy. So why be redundant when we can be under the same roof?
What began as Solar Sebastopol back in 2002 eventually grew into a larger dual-purpose organization, recounts Peter Renfro, the outgoing executive director of Solar Sonoma County.
It evolved from a grassroots advocacy organization in Sebastopol to a county-wide advocacy organization, and then transitioned to a broader-looking organization using grant funds from the Federal Department of Energy, started doing program work for the DOE, evaluating solar installations for residential and commercial projects.
But when that federal funding dried up, they had to regroup.
In the fall of 2013, the Department of Energy funds had run out. So we had to reorganize the management. The executive director left, a couple of staff left, and we ended up with a very small staff. In fact, it was one person for some time. We just wanted to continue those core programs, which we were able to do through 2014. But it became clear that we needed a partner. We needed a way to strengthen the core programs, as well as take on some of the administrative duties.
And Ann Hancock says maintaining those core programs will be their priority.
One of them is the Clean Energy Advocate Program. Another is working with their vetted vendor program that makes sure that customers have referrals to solar vendors who have reached a certain standard. Another is working with some of the questions that are coming up about Sonoma Clean Power and helping answer those questions.
Marty Roberts, a co-founder of the original Solar Sebastopol, has been observing all this from the sidelines, and she is pleased with the way it has played out.
I think it's wonderful. Anything to keep the solar thing going and their goals match. And I think joining forces is always a good idea to help cut expenses, and climate protection has such a good, strong standing in the community. I think it's a great partnership.
One that has come to fruition, as Peter Renfro, just in the nick of time.
We had become an organization that was trying to replicate itself in Napa and Marin counties, and even further in California. There was a pretty grand vision. And when the funding ran out, it all collapsed right back to the local focus. And a lot of us on the board wanted to focus on the local issues anyway. So in that regard, it was fortuitous. And as it's turned out, I think it's the best thing that could have happened.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.